Next headline is a report. Facebook is a hotbed of child sexual abuse material with 20 million incidents. Figure we go right to the Stalker soundtrack. The Stalker theme song from Blondie. A recent report from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children claims that Facebook has 20.3 million reported incidents of child sexual abuse material. In comparison, Pornhub's parent company, MindGeek, had only 13,000 reports. Facebook accounts for 95% of the incidents in this report. Well, that's okay. They're telling you how to govern your online behavior, and they come down on you, right? Really is something else. I ordered something from Facebook. One of these ads pops up. It's like, hey, get this tool. You know, they use cookies and stuff. If you're looking at tools or I'm looking at Lowe's, a tool pops up. So I'm looking, okay. It's like a $500 tool, right? They said, oh, you can get it for $45, $55, $65, whatever the hell it was. I said, you know what, I know this is going to be a disaster. So I'll buy it on here to see if it actually comes. Never showed up. So I did some background. They have tons of these ads, these fly-by-night companies. They offer stuff at incredible prices from China. You never get it, and then you forget about it. And they don't send you any emails when you order, etc., to commemorate your order, and so you can track your order. Facebook is running a fucking scheme, yet they are making revenue from the ads. But they're going to tell you how to manage yourself and how to act on their platform when they're ripping you off. That's fucking fraud, man. They don't care. They don't care if you didn't get your stuff. They don't care. And their advertisers are gone by the time they get caught up with them. Gone. Yeah, we removed that ad. Yeah, because the people are on to the next grift. Facebook is a fucking cesspool. So I'm not surprised by anything. According to new data from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, Cyber Tip Line, the vast majority of online child exploitation reports were linked to Facebook. 20.3 million reports and reported incidents related to child pornography or trafficking were linked to Facebook. In comparison to the millions of incidents reported on Facebook, Google had 546,000, Twitter 65,000, Snapchat reported 144,000, TikTok 22,000. Facebook accounted for almost 95% of the 21.7 million reports combined across all platforms. MindGeek is the Canada-based parent company of multiple porn websites, including Pornhub, RedTube, YouPorn. Reported far fewer incidents than Facebook. MindGeek reported 13,000 reports. MindGeek participated in the study for the first time last year following a long campaign called Trafficking Hub, which aimed to shut down Pornhub for its alleged role in promoting underage human trafficking by hostile content featuring minors. It is noted that both Pornhub and Facebook allege that the data they provided may include duplicates. Pornhub alleges blah, 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 blah. Let's see. Let's get back to Facebook. Yeah. Facebook has released a similar statement alleging that 90% of the failed incidents were the same as or visually similar to previously reported content. So why do you fucking still have it up? Even if this is correct, Facebook's total number of unique reports would still be over 2 million. Still the largest number in the data pool by far. Take it down. What the fuck's the problem? It's incredible. They'll take your post down for mentioning a vaccine or mentioning voter fraud. But they leave child exploitation, child pornography up on their platform and bicker over if it's a duplicate or not. Real. And what's Congress doing about it? Nothing. They're bought and sold by the fucking big tech lobby. Silicon Valley lobby. Facebook stated in a release, using our apps to harm children is abhorrent and unacceptable. Unless they're doing it, apparently. I guess they dictate what constitutes harming children. And child pornography, I guess, does constitute a violation. Why do they have the ability to report content that violates these things if they don't do anything about it? Shouldn't Apple and Google be taking their app off the app stores as well, too, if they're not policing this? Just like they did with other places like Parler? Of course not. Fucking joke. Again, that's not even dealing, and I know it's a small thing. Actually, it's not a small thing because I'm not the only guy that got played by Facebook ads. It's a big problem. Facebook has no ability, no inclination, no motivation to clean up their operation. They only like to correct political speech because it goes against their political ideologies. But promoting warehousing child pornography, promoting warehousing fraud, fake companies that sell you stuff that's never delivered, that's not a problem. That's really incredible. I have to dig that information up. I bought like something that would plane lumber, like, you know, shave bad pieces of lumber, a planer, it's called. And I knew it the minute I bought it. I said, it's never going to show up here. The price was too crazy, right? If it's too good, if it looks too good to be true, it usually is. But I wanted to do it so I could talk about it. I understand I was getting played as I did it. I said, well, if I get it, that's cool. And I'll check it out and see if it's a fucking real deal. But most likely I won't get anything, but I'll still be able to use it for content for the show. And here we are. I was right. And I guess I'll have to go to the bank now and tell them I got ripped off. I got nothing better to do, Zuckerberg. Thanks for fucking up my day. I got to go play grab ass with the bank because you're running some kind of scheme over there. But again, you post something on there, he doesn't like it. Forget about it. It comes down the back of your head with a fucking bank safe. All right, where are we going here? And now this asshole. Listen to this one. I meant what I said earlier. You run into problems in life, just plow through them. Don't quit. It's okay to get pissed off. I don't think we're pissed off enough as a country. I really don't. I mean, we're pissed off at each other, fighting about, squabbling about, over crumbs. Squabbling over the crumbs that these fucking overlords give us. We should be going after the shit on their table, not fighting over fucking scraps on the floor. Like a bunch of common animals. We should be going after these people. What's on their table? Who the fuck are they? Need to redirect your anger, folks. You know, we have a lot more in common down here the have-nots than we recognize. If we all got together and got our heads out of our asses, it could be pretty fucking powerful. Stop perhaps wanting to strangle your neighbor and choke your neighbor out, and realize that you have more in common with them, regardless of political differences, political ideologies, than you could ever imagine. But we got a long way to go. As I said before, just worry about yourself. That's a good place to start. We'll save the world after you save yourself. Tailored to China's terms, Fauci's deputy had to sign a Beijing-approved confidentiality agreement before the U.S. medical officials could visit China. I'd say Fauci was on his knees for the Chinese, but he's basically already there. He's dwarf on medicine. Play some cake next. You want some cake? You have your cake and eat it too? What the hell? We'll change it up. Short people into cake. Which is short. Short shirt. Long jacket. Anthony Fauci's deputy was required to sign a confidentiality agreement tailored to Chinese terms before joining a World Health Organization team in China early last year to collect data about the novel coronavirus. What's so fucking novel about it? According to an email obtained by Daily Caller, a WHO technical officer informed Dr. Cliff Lane, the Fauci deputy, and the U.S. government would have to sign a confidentiality form and a disclosure of interest approved by Chinese authorities and the communist government. According to a February 15, 2020 email. I thought Fauci at that time, February 15th, 2020, was saying there was no coronavirus problem. But we had people over there? Uh-oh, whoops. Yeah, they're all full of shit. They're all full. I think the Daily Caller missed the story here. At that time, in February 15th, Fauci was saying it's no big deal. Then why do we have people over in China? And did they figure anything out when they were over there? Because they weren't reporting that it was a big problem over there. Reporting it back to Fauci. And if they did, he wasn't reporting it to us. Saying that's no big deal. You don't even have to wear a mask. Same time frame. Put that in your mask, Fauci, and smoke it, you fucking midget. Who cares about the forms? I mean, yeah, it's a problem, but we had somebody over there working with the Chinese, and they didn't report back that this was going to be a major problem for us? Of course they didn't, because it wasn't going to be a major problem. They just decided to make it a major problem. Manufactured pandemic. It's very telling. So you glean little nuggets of intelligence from stories like this, right? If you're paying attention, you can see bigger patterns and bigger things. Even the news media misses. The forms this time, this is quote, the forms this time are tailored to China's terms, so we cannot use the ones from before. Mansuk Daniel Han, a technical officer at WHO's headquarters in Switzerland, wrote to Dr. Lane in the United States. Lane serves as the deputy director for clinical research at the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases. So a good investigator would ask, what do you mean you cannot use the forms from before? Before when? Were they over there even earlier than February? Was the U.S. over in China even before February? And they still reported that there was nothing to worry about over? I mean, this can go in so many different directions. Anyway. I mean, the new emails show WHO and Fauci's National Institute of Health gave special accommodations to Chinese communist efforts to control information about COVID-19. But the question here is, what did Fauci know and what did the U.S. government know and when did they know it? If they had folks over in China before they told us they had folks in China, and all the while they were letting on like this was no big deal in the United States. Don't forget, at that point, in February 15th, 2020, there was no indication that they would shut the country down. And Fauci, in fact, said he didn't think that was going to be necessary. So those are things I would want to answer. It's funny. At that same time frame, I'm just kind of barnstorming here. Barnstorming. What the hell is the difference? Chinese officials were being accused of silencing doctors and whistleblowers and journalists who were trying to alert the public about the virus in China at the same time, just prior to that. We had people over there. That's very interesting. It's just a bad virus from the wet market. Okay. Right. That's why we had people over there signing release forms to figure out what the hell was going on, right? Because some asshole let a bat loose in a market, sold a bad bat to people. Okay. Right. That's why you have to sign release forms with the World Health Organization to get into Wuhan, China. Sure. It makes total sense. What the hell does it matter? It's not like the Biden administration is going to do anything against China. The Biden family is in the pocket of the Chinese. The Bidens personally are a financial stake in making sure that the origins of the pandemic, so to speak, are not tied to Wuhan, China. They've been paid handsomely. If we had a functional DOJ and an FBI, they would be locked the fuck up and indicted. You can't even make it up. So don't expect the Biden administration to rebuke China for anything. Anything goes. The fact that you even have to sign paperwork to get over there. My question is, were we just over there in February or were we there before? And what did they cover up in the United States that was found over there? Or did they cover up anything at all? These are questions that a good investigator, a good FBI agent would want to ask to try to pin the tail on a government conspiracy. Not a conspiracy theory, a conspiracy. One way or the other, it's a conspiracy. Of course, you don't have to worry about that when you go and arrest Charles Lieber, who was the director of the chemistry and biology department at Harvard University and running his own research team of Chinese graduate students, a.k.a. Chinese military officials and Chinese spies. You don't have to worry about anything leaking out when you go pinch the leader and lock him up and charge him, put a gag order on him. The same Charles Lieber at Harvard who was traveling back and forth to Wuhan, China for years. Why would that be? You see how it works? It's all a fucking scheme. And the Daily Caller is worried about a confidentiality agreement that Fauci's deputy had to sign being approved by Beijing to get over there. I'm worried about, what did the U.S. government know? What did we learn from trips to China? And when did we know it? And why weren't we notified previous that they had people over there long before they came out and called this a problem? Things you learn from listening to this show. And I just picked that up right now. I mean, these basic stuff. It's just very basic. Like I said, critical thinking is gone. this country. Gone. Kaput. Media and everybody else. It's fucking something else. Some journalists are driving 35, 45, 55. I can't drive 55. I'm rocking and rolling here at 90 miles an hour. Tough to pick up hitchhikers at 90. It's up to you folks out there to keep up. Well, it's been a hell of an episode, and it's gonna be an MF-er to edit it, but we'll get it done. We always do. Just plow through it, right? It's pandemic America. You have to do triple the work for a quarter of the pay. We're with you. We're down with the struggle. But we appreciate the folks who are also down with our struggle and keeping our lights on at patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. I can't drive 55. I got to be going 75, 85, 95, 105. And we've been doing that for 5 years now, coming up in a couple months. 100 miles an hour, working circles around the rest of the media. That's the way I've been my whole career, though. That's why I don't get along with these people. They're fucking mediocre. I didn't get along with too many people in the newsroom either. They'll end up resenting you. They're shallow people all the way through. Shallow and fucked up people, and they don't understand that there's no substitute for hard work, and there's no substitute for loyalty with sources, etc. It's a secret. And skill. You got to have some skill and some talent. Everybody wants something handed to them these days without doing any of the hard work. Well, that's not how fucking life is. So we appreciate the folks that are helping us keep the lights on. And literally. And as I said before, we're not funded by millionaires, billionaires, etc. And we're just looking for a few smart people a day to come over. Patreon.com/truepundit. Subscribestar.com/truepundit. Get access to all the video podcasts and everything else we do and all the subscriber patron-only content and the intel being exchanged back and forth among members of the community. And are you one of those smart people that could benefit? Stick your head in. Find out. If you like hanging out on social media, as I said before, it's probably not your bag. If you're trying to develop good intelligence to make great decisions for your family, I think you may have found a home, like many others have, and we appreciate it. Patreon.com/truepundit. Subscribestar.com/truepundit. I've had my fill with these struggles tonight, so I bid you adieu with my normal departure, salutation. Take care of yourself and God bless you.
I was a little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes. Points all her own, sitting way up high. Way up firm and high.
past the cornfields where the woods got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clues. Working on our night moves, trying to make some front page driving news. Working on our night moves. In the summertime, some pie in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, to the back room, to the alley, or the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share, working on our night moves, trying to lose the awkward teenage blues. Working on our night moves. Mm-hmm. And it was summertime. Mm-hmm. Sweet summertime, summertime. The lightning, yeah. Waited on the thunder, waited on the thunder. I woke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off, I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves, when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves, with autumn closing in.